From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, we're back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am not Steve Gruber, as I've said before. I am Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve on this beautiful Michigan Friday, which basically can't decide if we are in fall or winter. I'm sure that is just something we've gotten used to here. But just want to say that this is here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am being brought to you, and as well as this show, being brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your power. Unfortunately, for some, Republicans didn't know their power. Leading up to this 2018 election and some of these congressional races, my next guest is going to speak specifically to that. Joining me on the other end of our line is Marie Fishpaugh. She is the Director of Domestic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation's Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity. Marie, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. So the election results showed that Republicans essentially missed the mark when it comes to the most important issue to Americans, that being healthcare.
That's right. You know, one of the things this election showed us was it confirmed how much Americans really care about healthcare, and that there is something of an anxiety about their ability to get it when they need it. You know, a Washington Post study found that healthcare was the most Googled study in nearly every single county across the country. And despite this dynamic, Republicans really, for the first time since Obamacare became law, ran away from discussing the issue and ceded ground over to the Democrats.
And why do you think that is, Marie? Because, I mean, if I remember it clear as day, it was almost like you couldn't talk to a Republican running for office that wasn't mentioning how horrible Obamacare was going to be or was, and how it affected the average working family, whether it increased premiums, whether it meant that they couldn't keep their health plan, couldn't keep their doctor, which they were obviously specifically told they would be able to keep their doctor. It seems like a winning message. What happened?
Well, you're absolutely right. Those facts still remain. Health insurance and premiums have doubled since Obamacare became law, and choices have really fallen at the same time. You're right, people can't see a doctor. So, you know, why did they run away? You know, they tried to repeal Obamacare, and that didn't work. And then they didn't really have a lot of consensus within the party about where to go next, particularly around what the answer should be to making sure people have, with pre-existing conditions, have access to care without raising costs on everyone else. So regardless of why, their silence let the Democrats retake a rhetorical high ground on health reform. And what's striking about that is that liberals within the party use that opportunity to build the case for replacing Obamacare with even more government-run health care.
And, of course, you're talking about the single payer.
That's right. So the same people who drove up health care costs and cut health care choices for about 15 million people in the country now, by breaking the private market, now want to do the exact same thing for the rest of the country, which is not the right direction forward.
Because it worked so well the first time. Joining us on the other end of our line is Marie Fishpaugh. She is the Director of Domestic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation's Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity. She's telling us that Republicans missed the boat when it came to the health care issue. They ceded the high ground. And I guess it begs the question, you know, I saw a lot of political mailers in Michigan. And you did start to see towards the end of the campaign, I know specifically in the 11th Congressional District here, which the Democrats took from the Republicans, one of the two seats they flipped in Michigan, the Republican candidate, Lena Epstein, started talking about preserving pre-existing conditions in mail pieces and in online ads. And so I guess it sounds like they were getting in line with what you were saying, that they ceded the ground and they needed to take it back, but too little too late.
Well, definitely too little too late. If you look at one of the primary reasons that people showed up at the polls this November, it was concern over health care. And, you know, despite having had strong answers on it for 8 years, Republicans just didn't offer an answer. But there is a silver lining in all of this.
All right.
Which is that I think this is really forced. It's given an opportunity for Republicans to rethink that and to realize that they need to rejoin the national conversation on this subject, that it's not just enough to let Democrats push their big government ideas, which would take away private insurance from everyone, just like they took away private insurance for people in Obamacare, or many people. So conservatives have spent the last year, since Obamacare efforts fell apart in the Senate, trying to put together a proposal that would address Obamacare's main problems, and which was that costs went up and choices went down. And we, working together across the country, have come up with such a proposal, and we think it would, we have an estimate showing it would lower premiums by about 32%, while still making sure that everyone can access private quality coverage of their choice.
Well, that sounds good to me. Now, this is the healthcare choice proposal that you are referring to. Now, you know, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, Marie, but what are the chances that this split government, this Democrats in control of the House with what looks likely to be Nancy Pelosi serving as Speaker, and Republican Senate with President Trump in the White House, obviously, what are the chances of something like this happening in the next 2 years, some sort of reform like this?
I think it's pretty low, but the upside of what is obviously a disappointing situation is that conservatives have an answer and they have a proposal that Republicans can look to. So as they think about where they're going next, they can turn to this proposal, embrace free market principles, embrace the idea of people getting coverage when they need it through free market approaches, and have an answer to the left, which is going to spend the next 2 years pushing their idea, which they also will not be able to get done. And, you know, it's not enough to walk around and just criticize single-payer ideas, which I think will be the temptation, and point out, you know, why it's bad, why it results in less access to coverage, why it results in long waiting times, et cetera. They're going to have an answer, and so this gives them that answer.
All right. Well, it's good to come to the battle armed, and it looks like this new proposal that you say how Republicans could be putting forward would arm them for the fight when it comes to health policy, and we'll see what that does for them and the future of our health policy here on the state of Michigan, across the nation as well. Marie Fishpaugh, Director of Domestic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation's Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity. Greatly appreciate you joining us. Good to talk to you this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, talking about healthcare, you want to stay healthy. That's the number one goal. And you've heard Steve say that he's done it through My Pure Health Solutions. Now, if you're ready to lose weight, feel great again, the time to do it is now. Coming up on the holidays, you want to get a head start. Make sure you don't put on those extra pounds and maybe lose some extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions.com is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solution builds a custom plan just for you, not one size fits all, but something designed for you. They designed one for Steve and it worked great. He looks fantastic. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3900. 10. That's 616-426-3910. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll be back after these messages here on the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you have unfiled tax returns? Maybe several? And maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McLatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt.